Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Welcome to today's Daily Facts. Let's get to it.
Prosopagnosia, also known as face blindness, is a neurological disorder characterized by the inability to recognize faces. It's often caused by damage to the fusiform gyrus in the brain, which processes facial recognition. Severity varies. Some people can't even recognize their own reflection. It doesn't affect vision or intelligence, but can cause social anxiety and embarrassment. Some individuals use alternative strategies like identifying others through voice, clothing, or unique physical attributes.
Walter Hunt, an American mechanic and inventor, patented the safety pin in 1849. This simple yet revolutionary design was born out of a $15 debt he wanted to repay. He sold his patent rights for just $400, not realizing its potential value. The safety pin featured a clasp that covered the sharp point, which was an innovative feature for users' safety. Despite this significant invention, Hunt didn't profit much from it due to his hasty sale of the patent rights.
The UFO landing pad in St. Paul, Alberta, Canada was built in 1967 as a centennial project to attract both tourists and extraterrestrial beings. It is the world's first and only dedicated flying saucer launch pad. The landmark includes a time capsule to be opened in 2067 and an adjacent UFO interpretive display with reports of UFO sightings and information on famous incidents. This unique attraction symbolizes St. Paul's forward-thinking attitude towards both space exploration and potential alien life.
The desert tortoise, native to the southwestern United States and northern Mexico, has adapted remarkably well to arid environments. It can survive without drinking water because it obtains necessary hydration from its diet of grasses, herbs, and cacti. The tortoise's urinary system also plays a crucial role in water conservation by excreting waste as uric acid instead of urine. This minimizes water loss and allows the desert tortoise to endure periods of drought effectively.
Buttermilk is a fermented dairy product, often associated with baking. Despite its name, it doesn't contain butter. The term buttermilk originates from the liquid left after churning butter from cream. Today's commercial buttermilk is a cultured product made by adding lactic acid bacteria to fat-free or low-fat milk, which ferments lactose into lactic acid, giving it a tangy flavor and thick consistency. It's rich in probiotics and lower in fat than regular milk due to the use of fat-free or low-fat milk as base.
The Bible has indeed been partially translated into Klingon, a constructed language spoken by the fictional Klingon species in the Star Trek franchise. The project was initiated by the Klingon Language Institute, KLI, in 1996. However, only portions of the Old and New Testaments have been translated so far due to linguistic complexities and cultural differences between human society and that of Star Trek's warrior race. This unique translation effort reflects both religious diversity and sci-fi fandom culture.
The CN Tower, located in Toronto, Canada, is one of the world's tallest freestanding structures. Its revolving restaurant, 360 The Restaurant at the CN Tower, offers panoramic views of the city. It takes 72 minutes for this restaurant to complete a full rotation. This slow revolution allows diners to enjoy their meal with an ever-changing view without feeling any movement. The rotation mechanism operates independently from the building structure and uses a 1-horsepower motor for smooth operation.
Lactose intolerance is a digestive disorder where the body cannot fully digest lactose, a sugar found in milk and dairy products. This happens due to deficiency of lactase, an enzyme produced by small intestine. When undigested lactose passes into the colon, it's fermented by gut bacteria producing gas, which leads to symptoms like bloating and chronic flatulence. Other symptoms may include diarrhea, abdominal cramps, and nausea. It's not harmful, but can be uncomfortable or embarrassing for individuals affected.
Thanks for being here and learning with us today. I'm Amalia Dupre.
And I'm Montgomery Jones. Goodbye for now. See you tomorrow.
If you liked this episode, then check out our other podcast, the Daily Life Pro Tips Podcast. Improve your life with practical tips in less than 10 minutes a day. Search for Daily Life Pro Tips in your podcast app or check the show notes page for links. This podcast is produced by Classic Studios. Please see the show notes page for fact credits. If you enjoyed this episode, please consider sharing it with your friends.